Beginning to rest into this posture that you've chosen, a posture that's already inviting kindness, a posture that's inviting support, gentleness, ease. A posture that's generous to your being. As much as possible, stay gently resting with the sound of my voice and with the cues and the guidance, so that we're really staying present, but in a very easeful way. Just allowing now this experience of settling, weightedness, letting go of any extra effort that may be showing, any striving in the muscles. What does my face feel like when it's not striving to have an expression for others? What does my body feel like when it's not striving to sit like a meditator? And now we'll invite awareness to be drawn down to the experience of toes. Without needing to move toes, can I just meet them? Toes. Toes. You might feel sensations of the flesh of toes and the hardness of bones within. There may be sensations of temperature or touch where they're resting. Just notice whatever is noticeable about toes right now. Within these toes, there's also fluids moving. There's life inside these toes. And maybe there's aspects of the toes that you don't like. Maybe there's parts of our toes we're not fond of. We wish this one wasn't as long as it is, or as crooked as it is, or as sore as it is. And can that be known? Maybe we have 10 toes, and maybe some of us have less than 10 toes. Maybe there's grief there. Just meeting toes. And if there's judgments or disappointments in the experience of these toes, can we invite, as Pascal invited yesterday, just a moment. What would it be like if there was no judgment, that it was okay just as it is. And some gratitude for these toes. Some kindness, may you continue to be strong and healthy, toes. Thank you for all the places we've traveled, toes. May you be safe, may you be well. Now, just leaving this attention on toes and opening to the experience of the bottoms of the feet. Worlds within worlds on the bottoms of the feet. What is felt? These feet have been journeying with us, taking us on journeys. Gratitude and well wishes for the bottoms of the feet. May you be strong and healthy. May you be safe. And attach attention moving around to the tops of the feet, feeling the tightness of skin over bones and the softness of flesh. And the experience inside the feet. Weightedness, fleshiness, substance, fluids moving, friendliness to these feet. And maybe there's one of your feet that you sometimes call your bad foot, and the other is your good foot. Maybe one is painful or has difficulties. And if there was just a little pause in any judgment or disappointment, what would that feel like? Gratitude and kindness to the feet. Feeling the ankles. Ankles. Bones, nerves, structures, shape. Weight, texture, temperature, ankles. And if any story is associated or arising with with any of these body parts, just not picking it up and adding to it, but just meeting it. Ah, it's like this. This is my relationship with ankles right now. And with this, adding some wishes of gratitude and kindness. May you continue to be strong. Thank you for helping me explore balance and imbalance. Thank you for these teachings, ankles. And the lower legs, the front, sides, back, inner, outer, lower legs. Feeling whatever sensations are felt and noticed, lower legs. Noticing the relationship with any stories about these lower legs. Perhaps including a relationship and awareness of hair on legs. Thank you for your sturdiness. Thank you for these lessons. May you continue to be well, lower legs. And knees. Oh, knees. Front of the knees, back of the knees, sides of the knees, inner knees, feeling sensations of knees. Gently opening to the relationship with these knees. One good, one bad. A generosity of attention, just meeting with the knees without, with a little pause for a few moments. What's it like to just feel the sensations of these knees? With a little pause in judgment. If disappointment is here, can that just be met with kindness? Ah, disappointment is here with your knees. Not adding to the story. And then see what heart intention of gratitude there is here for these knees. And what metta, what kindness is offered for them. Is it hard to stay present, just feeling knees? Or do you wish you didn't have to keep feeling the knees? May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful, knees. Gently inviting attention now to the upper legs, front, back, side, side, through. Gentle attention, staying present and awake to upper legs. Is their size okay to just be as it is? Their shape, their weight, their presence. Offering a kindness, a friendliness. Thighs, upper legs, front and back, inner, outer. And with your own words or just heart intention, some gratitude and kindness to this felt experience of these upper legs here and now. May you be safe and peaceful from judgments. And then moving up to the bony pelvis, the hips, the pubic bone, hip bones, sacrum, base of the spine, between the buttocks, flesh, organs of elimination within the pelvis. Fluids of the body. Just feeling the sensations of the pelvis. Saying hello to this weightedness, groundedness, presence. Connecting our legs to our torso, through our pelvis. Gratitude. And kindness. May you be peaceful. May you be well. Including materials that may be present in the pelvis or other areas that we're traveling awareness through that may be other than bone. Whether it's titanium or some other material, How has it felt? Can I open to it? Include kindness with it. And gently moving attention towards the lower belly, between the bony pelvis and the bony ribs, above the soft belly. Is it okay for the belly to be soft? The waist, the low back. What's the relationship with the muscles, the bones? Is there wishing that they were some other way? And can we invite just a very small little window, a little pause? What would it feel like in this moment if there was no disappointment? No judgment. With this area of my being, this being. All of these organs within this soft belly. Are there some that we have less of a friendly relationship with than others? Are there some that are missing? Are there some that are sore? Or sad, or angry. Not stories. Just feeling the belly, the back, the abdomen. And inviting some gratitude and kindness. Thank you. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. And gently now moving awareness up towards the upper torso. The ribs, front and side, back. Sensations in this area of the body, of movement, of lungs, of heart, air and fluids, bone and flesh. Not knowing what's it like to really be paying attention to this area of the body. as if it hasn't been felt before. A generosity of attention to this heart, this area of the center of the chest, heart-mind awareness. So alive. What would gratitude feel like in meeting this area of the body? What kindness is being offered? May you be well. May you be peaceful. Inviting awareness now to feel the hands without needing to move them, paying attention, saying hello to the sensations of fingers and thumbs, palms and back of hands and wrists, inner and outer, sides, hands. What's the relationship with the joints of these hands? The shape of them. A few moments in your own relationship here with gratitude and kindness, just meeting hands without story. Lower arms. Lower arms. Elbows, inner elbow, outer elbow, front and back and sides, so much you have brought to me, elbows, so much we've been able to give, elbows. What sensations are felt? even if no sensations can be felt, just knowing that with kindness. Upper arms, armpits. Top of the shoulders and across the upper back. How has this relationship been, this retreat? How is it now? Feeling sensations across shoulders, upper back. Could there be a moment of softening, letting go? Generosity and kindness with this area of the body. The throat and neck. Soft awareness here. Sides. Any sensations that are met in this area of the body. If this feels tight or overwhelming, you can open your eyes or just keep a very soft attention, wide attention. Perhaps an awareness of air as it moves through this area. Fluids pulsing through. Kindness and gratitude. And the head, the skull, its boniness, its fleshiness, the openings, all these sense doors. Just feeling the skull, the head. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. resting with this body. Resting with this body. Known and unknown. Generous attention and presence. And kindness. Loving kindness, friendliness with how it is. Staying gently awake and present with the body. And if there's tiredness present, can that just be known? Awake to sleepiness. When these sounds arise, feel them as vibration meeting the body. And when the third sound ends, stay present with the movement of the body in whatever way it is that you choose to end your practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.